There's the long-term leases and there's the RAS. Now, the long-term leases afford stability and security for both the landlord and the tenants, but they lock into a rental agreement then for a fixed term of usually maybe 3 years up to 10 years. This can help landlords, of course, avoid vacancies and tenants to avoid rent increases. But for the long-term lease, there's disadvantages with it. If you enter into the long-term lease agreement, you cannot have your rent reviewed for 5 years. Whereas with the RAS, you can have your rent reviewed after 2 years and you're allowed to increase the rent. With the long-term lease, you don't say what the rent is going to be. The consumer prices do. They tell you what the rent is going to be. Now, I have a person in Mulcrana now where the houses are very, very scarce. Well, they're scarce everywhere in the county. But I have a young lad and he's agreed to go on to the long-term lease. And what he has been given is under €700 a month for rent. He will not be able to review that for 5 years. He will still get that same amount. I believe that is totally, totally wrong. If you're in a RAS scheme, and I'm involved with a lot of RAS schemes, where they were able to have their rent reviewed after 2 years, and they were able to increase the rent by €100 or whatever. There is an anomaly here that needs to be sorted. It's not a level playing field for everybody, which it should be. We're in a time now when we need as many landlords as possible, and we know that landlords, for various reasons, are leaving the market. We need to encourage landlords, not try to get rid of them.
But the other side of that coin, of course, is we're in a cost of living crisis, and the popular sentiment would be anything that can reduce the amount of rent the tenants has to pay is to be welcomed. And therefore, from that point of view, people would look at the long-term leasing very much as security for the tenant, and security that can be very, very important in these days of economic austerity.
Yeah, but what's going to happen? What's going to happen is the landlord is going to pull the plug, for want of a better word. The landlord's not going to have his neighbour getting €1,200 a month while he's only getting seven. So it's going to be challenging for him, and he's going to obviously break the agreement, which is not good for anybody.
Is there a role for either government or the council to try and bridge those gaps and bring in some kind of an easing, as it were, that can bridge the gap by supporting the homeowner, by supporting the landlord, and trying to ease the pressure on them, as you would see it?
Yeah, I think that's something that they need to look at. They need to look to see, as you say, how could they bridge that gap? Because it's a huge anomaly. It really is. It's very, very unfair. There's not that many in the long-term lease agreement system, and that's possibly why there has to be a better system in place that's fairer to both the landlord and to the tenant.